The Beat of Sports, Mark Daniels on this Monday. We are brought to you by Hale, Hale & Jacobson Online at HHJLegal.com. Richard Hill's our sports law expert. We chat with him on Fridays. A bridge playback coming up just a little bit from something Mike and I discussed earlier today, which we like to do on Monday, sometimes on Fridays. And over the, it was more yesterday, news trickling out. The NBA schedule is going to come out soon. Scott, I mean, he's up at night every single night. He's just waiting for it.
Crunching scenarios.
But the NBA is going to release its schedule. By now, with the season set to begin in a couple of weeks, the NFL schedule has been out. And there is something unique about this holiday sports schedule. And if you ever wanted to get a look at who controls things, you should always be reminded of the National Football League rules in this country. I said as far as flexing their muscles in the world, that would really be soccer, cricket. But in this country, it's a National Football League. The NBA has always treated Christmas Day as a special day. Some think, well, that's really when the NBA season starts. You start paying attention, everything, even though the league has now turned to late October as an opening date for the NBA. But you're in football season, and then football begins to wind down, and now you're focusing maybe on some basketball. And the NBA has turned Christmas Day, Scott, you know this, we talk about it, into a major marketing machine.
Absolutely,
for the league.
Yeah.
Uniforms, sneakers.
Marquee matchups.
I mean, showcasing your top players. And it's no different this year. But sometimes the calendar is what the calendar is. And for years, the National Football League was not comfortable playing football games on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. Weren't comfortable with it. For years, the NBA has utilized Christmas Day, even though guys, and like when Stan Van Gundy was the coach here and the Magic were really good and played on Christmas Day, Stan made it pretty clear he didn't like the idea that how come they got to work on Christmas Day. So
we also had the earliest game during that run.
You play it that noon game.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the NBA plays five games now on Christmas Day. They got a noon game, got a 2:30 game, got a 5 o'clock game, got an 8 o'clock game, got a 10:30 game. And what they're telling you is, get up, open presents, have fun. We're going to be here for you all day long. And this year, Christmas falls on Sunday, December the 25th. And the National Football League knows the value of an audience and what that can mean. And this year will be really interesting because that weekend in the National Football League is a Thursday night game and then a bunch of games on Saturday, Christmas Eve, which still includes games at 4 o'clock, and then there's a Christmas Eve night game. Did you know that?
I did not.
There's an 8:15 Christmas Eve game with the Raiders playing at Pittsburgh.
Okay. That's a big game.
So if you're in Pittsburgh, you got a big game, then you got to get home because Santa's coming.
That's right, yeah.
But Sunday, the NBA's got five games, and yesterday some of the stuff began leaking out, including James Harden's guy with a social media post about, I'll see you at the Garden.
Yeah.
And I don't think he meant the Rose Garden at the White House or some other garden. He meant Madison Square Garden. So it looks as if the five NBA games, and some are projecting in this order. Sixers-Knicks, Bucks-Celtics, Grizzlies-Warriors, the new biggest rivalry in the West.
That's right. That's right.
Lakers-Dallas, Phoenix-Denver. Pretty good lineup, right?
Yeah.
Again, Sixers-Knicks, Bucks-Celtics, that's a great matchup. Memphis-Golden State, Lakers-Dallas, Phoenix-Denver.
Mark, your team's on the list.
Well, the Knicks are the noon game.
I know.
Okay, so marquee games, right?
Yeah.
Here's the NFL, who could have played everything on the 24th.
Mm-hmm.
There is a Monday night game, by the way, December 26th. That's the Chargers at Indianapolis against the Colts. But the NFL is like, So there are three games on Christmas Day this year in the National Football League. The Packers at Miami. Merry Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
The Broncos at the $75 billion stadium in Los Angeles, home of the Super Bowl champion Rams.
Wow, yeah.
And then close it out at 8:20 with Tom Brady in Arizona against the Cardinals.
Okay.
Fox at 1 o'clock, CBS at 4:30, NBC at 8:20.
Mm-hmm.
The NBA will be on ESPN, ABC, and TNT. There is no question who will win the ratings battle on that day.
Yeah.
The NBA, which does well, they will see a decrease in their audience.
They won't this year. They won't have good numbers this year.
Oh, they'll see a decrease. There'll be a decent number, whatever that may be. And if you're a basketball fan, you may not care. And hey, I'll watch basketball, but the NFL will dominate. Those games on Christmas Day will rate really well. They will do really good. That Packer-Dolphin game at 1 o'clock Christmas Day is going to be a great audience. And the primetime game of Tom Brady at Arizona is going to get a monster, monster number on NBC. Now, Scott, the question that some people speculating is, will the games do so well that the NFL decides it doesn't matter when Christmas is, we're playing?
Yeah.
Because you don't need to understand the calendar makeup, but Christmas sometimes on a Monday, a Tuesday, a Wednesday. You get it?
Yes.
That would the league still figure out, because the NBA is going to play, but would the league figure out a way to play games regardless? It would get interesting because the way the schedule fits, when you get that Tuesday or Wednesday, then it is a little bit challenging on somebody playing the week before. But would you agree, that's the only day you have a problem playing. It's Tuesday, Wednesday.
Yeah.
We play Thursday games now.
Yep.
Someone to play Sunday, Friday, no big deal. Saturday, Sunday, obviously, and Monday. It's Tuesday, Wednesday, but I just think the National Football League is going to see how big of an audience Christmas Day games are this year, and they are going to figure out a way to take over Christmas Day. And there's nothing the NBA can do. I mean, you don't stop playing games for the NBA, but checkmate. Once the NFL decided, yeah, we're going to get back into the Christmas business. And you go back and look at the history of the NFL on Christmas Day. They played games and they stopped. And it was, no, we're not playing on Christmas Day. But now, with the billions and billions of dollars that are in these media deals, I think after the success they're going to have this year, the NFL is not going to give up Christmas Day again, and they'll figure out a way, even when Christmas falls on a Tuesday or Wednesday, to get creative in scheduling, and they're going to play games because it's just that big of a deal to them. And again, the NBA will continue to play. It's just what the NFL wants, the NFL gets. And they'll pick marquee games, and I think the NFL on Christmas is now a thing moving forward. We come back, something Mike and I touched on earlier today. A little bit of facility talk as the Gators opened up their new football building. We'll get to that in a Bridge Playback next.